to the Spooky Chris podcast. I can't even tell you what number this is because it has been a while. I can tell you it's September 16th, 2020. That's the date. I can tell you that. My name is Chris Ringler. This is my short form podcast. I am the aforementioned Spooky Chris. Hopefully you found this on my website, spookychris.com, where you can find all of my other podcasts, my many books, information about my two short films I made, and anything else you could possibly want to know other than maybe my shoe size. So I was kind of compelled to record this podcast. I haven't done one in a minute, like a proper one. I felt compelled after reading a sad and this painfully depressing story about a gentleman, and I'm not even going to name him because he deserves to kind of rest in peace, but a gentleman that had obviously suffered from a deep depressive state and killed himself on Facebook Live, and as is unfortunately the nature of our kind these days, his stream was captured and reproduced and has, you know, kind of infected the internet and social networks kind of like a plague. And it's so depressing and telling of the times we're in, that this kind of awful, insidious troll culture exists and is so deeply rooted in who we are as a culture now, that anyone could happen upon something like that, see it, whatever, and reproduce and spread it. Again, like a disease. It's just, it's such an insidious and awful and hateful thing. I've had friends that have committed suicide, and I can't imagine, I mean, the horror their family went through, the pain they must have gone through, and I can't imagine that being captured in you know, put out there for, you know, for what I'm sure people think are the lols. You know, you'll get these pseudo-intellectual idiots that, oh, well, people need to see and understand, and it's just, you know, people need to understand how bad depression is. No, they don't. They don't need to see that. Just like I don't need to see pictures of dead puppies to understand that puppies are brutalized. And then you'll get people like, well, people deserve the truth. That's the truth. It really happened, and people deserve to know, and he put it out there. And no, they don't. We don't need that either. I read the story just fine and pretty much understood what happened. We have this, like I say, it's essentially it's a troll culture. It's the culture of, I don't believe it unless I see it. But then you show it to them, and they still don't believe it. Like, well, I don't believe it. You could have faked it. And the sad thing is most of those people don't give half a damn about truth or anything about sharing kind of reality. They just want to kind of see the world burn. They want their shot glass full of attention. They want to market and profit off of the blood of others. And they want to have a laugh at the expense of others. Essentially, it's this the bully culture of, you know, our childhood taken to the worst extent. You know, now that we have a president in place who gives into that and fuels it, who buys into the worst kind of lies out there and conspiracies and broadcast it. And again, I don't think he believes in any of it, much like these people. They just want to, they want to have a good time fooling the people that will fall for anything, because unfortunately we're in a culture as well that has decided it doesn't trust anyone. It has gone from personal slights to governmental and authoritative slights, and we've decided no one has earned our trust, and so we don't believe in anything. I mean, I would even posit that faith and religion has become kind of an Easter bunny of chocolate with a hollow center, where people put on the affectation of faith, but don't actually follow any kind of scripture or teaching. They preach love, but show only hate. So, you know, it's depressing in and of itself. It's depressing that, and we are in scary times. We are in painful times, and we are, so many of us, and I am part of this, so many of us are angry and frustrated about what's going on with the world. I'm angry at my, those with my similar skin color, who are desperately afraid of people of color and people who are quote unquote against the norm, quote unquote, failing to see that there is no norm, failing to see that no one blessed white people with some kind of grace and holiness that wasn't bestowed upon everyone else. Heaven isn't a gated community to keep out the bad element. Wherever we were born, we're all on the bad side of the tracks, because all it takes is someone wanting something from us and we'll get screwed. This us against them has permeated our culture. This casual indifference and casual nastiness, the notion of creating, dummy accounts to troll people and be nasty to them, and to stalk them. Gosh, I remember years and years ago, I had these friends and it didn't work out and the friendships ended. Life goes on. And it was a huge bummer. It was a huge bummer because they were close friendships and these were people that I really, really cherished in my life. And, things happen. Life moves on. It's a bummer. But I got targeted by this group of friends and by an ex, and they stalked me for a minute, cyber-stalked me. And it was nasty. Like, one of them tried to talk an ex-girlfriend of mine into breaking up with me, saying how terrible I was. One of the people, would email me saying how funny it was that my father got cancer. And it was a bummer. I was at a place in my life where, it got to me. I mean, thankfully I'm a stronger person than they would have imagined, and I didn't do anything. But I mean, the wrong person, I might have done something to myself. I know a guy who, one of those people did the same thing to him, where he targeted this guy and just did everything possible to make his life hell. And it's crazy, because that dude is someone people I know and care about are friends with, and I just want to reveal the ugliness, and you can't. Someone my wife and I know has to have a surgery, and they couldn't afford it, and they reluctantly turned to an online fundraising thing, and someone decided that it was their duty, and I think it was at least two people, it was their duty to tell her tell the person how heavy they were, how terrible of a person they were, just like the nastiest things. And that's who we are as a culture. And this is what's funny, is that they put their names on it. So it's not even the anonymous, kind of forum thing where you put Joe Doe, and Joe Doe 16, and you just say terrible things to people under that persona. It's people signing it with their name, and they just have this impunity, what are you going to do? And there is a point, too, and there's a point of, what are you going to do? Because you can retaliate, you can talk smack back, but there's a point where you're chasing them down a dark tunnel, and it's not even necessarily that they can hurt you any deeper than they have, but it's that you can lose yourself in that tunnel. And you don't want to say something or do something that you're going to regret because you're upset. I've done that. Gosh, I've done that too many times. In a falling out with an ex, I was angry and bitter and hurt, and use a blog I had to voice my anger and stuff. I wasn't I wasn't as terrible as you would, you know, one might think by saying that, but it was bad enough that I'm still shamed by it, and that I'm still bothered by it because it's not who I am and who I want to be. And it's the kind of thing where, you know, that stuff has an effect on you. It has a cost. There's a toll to be paid. And it's crazy because a lot of these people don't care. You know, they don't see it. They don't care. They're just, everything's for the lols. So you have people that are willing to post awfulness about someone in their death, about, you know, personal matters, you know, just things to, that they think, again, are it's a gaffe, it's funny, because everything's funny if it's not about you, and it's sad to know that there's people like this, because it's the height of callousness and the depths of our society and where we are. We are at a terrible, terrible place where we could make the world safer, brighter, better, or we can burn it down. And so many of us would rather burn it down. And it's this crazy kind of childish, well, if I can't have it, no one can kind of mentality. And it's this tribalism of, you know, we will not, we'll give no quarter. Like, well, you know, where we used to say, well, shoot, we were never this great, like, paragon of sanity and you know, righteousness. Not really, you know, like we're a country that was kind of profited on slavery, for goodness sake. So I can't, you know, we can't pretend to put on airs, but it has only gotten nastier. And we don't put on a facade anymore. We're just, if we decide you're not worthy of our interest or our kindness, then we are happy to tell you to go, you know, F yourself. You know, like, it's crazy because you'll see all these videos. We're in a pandemic. There's been almost 200,000 people that have died. Like, the world is trying to deal with this. But so many Americans have decided, oh, well, this is all fake. This isn't real. None of this is real. I don't buy into it. It's just fake. And so they march around and they mock people who want to keep themselves and their families safe with masks. You know, it may be a vain effort. Maybe, you know, we are going to catch it if we're going to catch it. Who knows? Or we're going to die if we're going to die. But they do this, and they think they're so smart and clever, and they march around without masks, and they try to, like, they make it as if it's a political movement. And it's the funny, sad, God, pathetic thing about it is that it's essentially trying to use the silly kind of geek culture thing, trying to pwn people. Like, they're trying to, like, oh, well, see, we'll show those people who want to protest, like, we're going to protest this because this is against our rights, not understanding that Americans haven't really genuinely, like, felt a crunch of rights until recently. Like, you know, there's always stuff being taken away. Welcome to government in general. But, like, trying to keep people alive, like, is not a sacrificing of rights. And it's crazy because that is what our culture has become. It's I want to keep my family safe. Oh, well, you're a coward and you're a chicken and you're going to give away your freedom. And that's not it. That's never been it. And it's weird. And to me, the perfect symbol for this time, in this era, is that, you know, someone can have the worst moment in their life, the last moment of their life, you know, the most tragic thing that can happen to that family, you know, the family of that person, and someone else will think it's funny, and broadcast it and laugh about it. I even saw that some people had been putting it out on YouTube and other channels and monetizing it so that they can actually profit from this man's death. And just imagine that. Imagine the utter, like, void you have to have inside of you to profit off of someone's suicide. Like, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And again, you'll get these people who will, they'll puff their chests out and they'll, oh, well, I can blah, 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 and blah, 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 serves them right. And they act as if they have some kind of right because of who they are. Because if they want it, it's, you know, it's the kind of might makes right idea. You know, we hide our frailties and fragileness with false bravado, and instead of introspection now, as a culture, we would rather point fingers and laugh and shame people and ruin people, like find their weakest moments, their worst moment, and broadcast and amplify it and make it as if it was a, you know, the worst crime ever, while hiding our own sins and our own flaws. And it's just sad. It's sad because we've had so long as humans, and as, you know, because I can't say it was just Americans broadcasting. I'm sure it wasn't. I guarantee it wasn't. So we'll say as humans, we've had so much time to learn, to be better. And we're always going to be animals. We're always going to be flawed and failing and learning and trying to grow. And that's part of the process. That's, you know, you want the meaning of life. That's it. To keep trying to be better, to keep trying to, you know, spread joy and happiness and love, and to find ways to connect. You know, not, to think that, you know, some of these people will reach their deathbed and think they were patriots and heroes because they didn't wear masks during the great pandemic. To think that there are people who will go to their grave having trolled people and spread hate and lies and imagery of violence and death, and think that they lived a good life and that they had a great life and that was all just a fun adventure. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And it, all it does is kind of push us further apart. We're, you know, we're in this era where we're all so traumatized, where there's been so much lost that it's hard to calculate sometimes. And that there's people that are still taking. It's kind of the notion of robbing the poor. They just will keep taking and taking until there's nothing left to take. Because that's the nature of them. And it's funny, too, because they're all just predators. And they miss that there's a bigger predator out there that will be happy to feed on them. You know, it's... Everybody's a god in their own mind until they meet a bigger god and are shown how small they are. And it stinks. It stinks because if you learn anything, if you can never take anything away from someone's suicide, from someone's pain, from someone's death, if there's a lesson, it's that we are all in pain, all hurting, and all suffering, and we all are trying to do our best to get along and to make something of our lives and our worlds. It's that we're all connected, whether we want to be or not. Our lives are a big web, and each strand connects to so many other strands, and any little vibration goes through to everyone connected to it. You know, it's weird that we've created this internet and these systems to communicate, and we consistently miss the obvious, and that's that we are connected, and that we are all part of kind of the same thing. We have our differences. We are different. We have our uniqueness. But we, in the end, we are connected, whether we like it or not. And it's crazy. Like I say, it's absolutely crazy, because instead of trying to help one another, we're just kind of beating each other up, and then ignoring when it happens, because we don't want to be bummed out, and we don't want to deal with other people's pain. We don't want to be bothered with it, and it's sad, and it stinks. All I can say is none of us are alone, truly. Having felt desperately alone, we're never fully alone, because there's always someone out there hurting, there's always someone out there heartbroken, there's always someone out there aching for some kind of reason to this big old world and this big life we have. And connection is always just outside of our grasp, but it's there. Sometimes the hardest thing to do is to stay and not go. To stay and keep fighting. Because I'll tell you what, there's enough awful people in this world. There's been too many. And none of us are pure and clean and great, but some of us are better than others. Because we don't want to hurt people, and we don't want to spread hate. And for those people, you've got to stay, you've got to stick, you've got to keep standing and find a way forward. Like, even at our worst times, we have to remember that there is life beyond that pain, whatever it is. And I can say this with absolute surety, because there has to be people that stand against the folks that think it's the funniest thing on earth to post a video of someone killing themselves. Because we're better than that. We can be better than that. We will be better than that. But it's going to take a bunch of us to stand and to show that we're better than that. Because we can't give in to this false narrative that is spread like a virus. This us against them. Because my friend, the fact that you're here, the fact that anybody would listen, says something. The fact that you care says something. The fact that you have a heart and it's open, and a mind and it's open, says something. In the end, what does it all mean? It means something. Because our lives echo. Because this is a web. Because that kind deed you do thoughtlessly, just because it's what you would do, that kind word you give, that piece of art you create, all of it has power, and it all leads to other people, whether we see it or not. Because whether people like it or not, and boy oh boy, there's a lot of them that want to keep us separated, not to quote the song, we are connected. And we're more powerful when we're connected. And my friend, I hope you stay connected, and you can connect better to those you care about and love. Because they need you. We need you. I need you. Because somebody's got to clean up the mess these idiots have made. And it's going to take a heck of a broom. This is kind of a downer of an episode, because, like I say, that's an awful thing to read that people would do that, but again, I think there's enough of us out there to shine some glory on the real good things out there in this world and in ourselves. And we may be flawed, but sometimes those flaws make us smarter and stronger and make us better see the good. And my friend, I will hope that you keep on shining and you keep seeing the good and keep on fighting for it, because we sure as hell need it. I am Spooky Chris. This is my usually short form podcast. I send you my best. You stay safe. You keep shining. And we'll talk soon.